Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Please, listen to me attentively. There is a plan of God to make us shift. There is a plan of God to move us from where we are. There's a plan of God to make things work in our life. Therefore, we come today by the word of the Lord and we command a shift for you in every area of your life. Lift your right hand and pray with me. Say, I stand on the authority of the word of God and I decree a shift in my life. Can we pray? In my life. Every disappointment and discouragement comes to an end and there is a shift in my life. A shift. A shift. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen to me. When the Lord said there will be a shift, opposition does not matter. When the Lord says there will be a shift, circumstances surrounding you does not matter. When the Lord said there will be a shift, your present state does not matter. When the Lord said there will be a shift, your strength does not matter. In fact, your strength is useless at that time. What matters is God. And the one that matters in this matter of a shift is God. So if you know your God is strong, your God is powerful, and His word will always come to pass, Him telling us there will be a shift is good news for you. So I am really ready for April. Because I know what God will do through for you. And what God will do for me. You know, the word of God is like a two-edged sword. We don't come here to preach for you alone. We are also praying and receiving those things happening for us. Because the husband man should be the first partaker. And all of us should be blessed together. Therefore, we lift our two hands up to God. And we say, for every member of this church, let there be a shift for them. In this month of April and beyond, let there be a shift. In the name, as your hands are lifted up, tell Him the areas of your life where you want a shift. Tell him the areas of your life where you want a shift. Lord, I come today and I decree, according to this program that you have raised specially for me, let there be a shift. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. The first area of a shift, we have 5 Sundays to handle this and 4 Wednesdays to handle different areas that God wants to bring a shift. The first area of a shift is that God wants us to have a supernatural progress. Let's look at God's plan for our life. Romans 1:17. I want to rush through that quickly. Just get the tape of the first service. You have it in details. But I need you to understand it. God's plan for your life. Number one, for in it, the righteousness of God is revealed. From what? From faith to faith. As it is written, the righteous shall live by faith, not by money. The righteous shall not live by connection. He is connected to the King of Kings. The righteous shall not live by money. He has everything. He's God. I have everything. The righteous shall live by faith. And the righteous will move from faith to faith. The Bible says in Matthew 13. He said, faith is like a mustard seed. You know the mustard seed. Somebody went to Jerusalem and brought a mustard seed for me. Somebody came again and gave me a mustard seed. It was later that I understood that in Nigeria, many people use mustard seed to pray. I've never seen where it's used in the Bible. But it's called... I have 3 pack of mustard seed in my office in those days. I didn't know that people use it to pray. Nigerians are very wonderful people. Did you understand that when a leper, was asked to go and wash in River Jordan, he said that river is dirty. He will not wash in it. Did you remember? If anybody goes to Jerusalem and bring River Jordan for you now, how much will you buy it? You will even drink it. What a leper said he will not use to bath. You have not thought about it before. Hey, this water is from Jordan. If you take it, you are healed. You are healed. I want you to know there is a river flowing here. It's a river of the Holy Spirit. And it brings healing. But your level is God wants you. The plan of God for you, for your spiritual life, is for faith. From faith. Like a mustard seed. It grows. And becomes a big tree. I have never seen a seed as small as mustard seed. Let your faith that small. It can grow big. And everything will depend on it. So the plan of God for your life is faith. to faith. Can I even say faith to faith? I can hear you faith to faith. So you have faith for headache today. Tomorrow, you move up. You move up. You move up. You don't get it. Yeah, yeah, no be faith. When everybody's faith will be tested, when your faith is tested, speak the word of God. Jesus said, it is written, it is written, it is written, it is written. And the devil fell. So God, progress for you is from what? Faith. Can I hear faith to faith? Lift your right hand and say from today, faith to faith. One level of faith to another higher level of faith. And then men shall see me and see the faith of God at work in my life. Men shall see and see the faith of God at work in my life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In fact, the first thing I will preach after this month series is to go back to last week's series and teach about faith. You need faith. Faith is the currency of a city. When Jesus was coming on earth, he came with nothing. He left with nothing, but he left us with faith. Faith makes all things possible. And he wants us to move from faith to faith. Can I even say faith to faith? So the plan of God for us is faith to faith. 2 Corinthians 3:18. 2 Corinthians 3:18. 3:18, quickly. 3:18. Can we all read together? For we all. That's why we should all read together. For what? That's why we should read together. For. It's not talking about me. For. Oh yeah, let's go. For we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, we are being transformed into the same. When we behold the image of God, we are transformed into the image. What you see is what you become. Did you understand that? What you see in God is what you become. When we behold His image, we are transformed into His image. And let's go into the same image from one degree of glory to another. Give me King James. It says from glory to glory. So the first plan of God for our life is what? Faith to faith and what? I can't hear you for one word. Glory to glory. Psalm 84 verse 7. The plan of God. See, the plan of God is always the plan of progress. Faith to faith. Glory to glory. Look at that on your screen. Psalm 84 verse 7. Let's just get out. They go from strength to... Are you in charge? Let me hear your voice. From strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before... Where are you today? You have appeared before God at Zion. They are supposed to move from strength to strength. Let's check Joshua. Joshua chapter 14, 10 to 11. Joshua 14, 10 to 11. So that you understand strength to strength. Make it full. I can't see. Okay, let's go. And now behold, Caleb speaking. And behold, the Lord has kept me alive. As he has said this thing. How many years? 40 and 5 years. Even since the Lord spake his word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 80. When I was in primary school, they used to tell us what is 80. What is dozen? There's another one. They are taking their eyes away from me. People are not good mathematical students. Score, dozen, decade, century, millennium. What is millennium? They are looking away from me. What is 80? Choir, what is score? You people will be reading King James and you don't have interpretation of King James. 80. Score is 20. So the man was 85 years and he was saying these things. And now behold, the Lord has kept me alive as he has said these 45 years, even since the Lord spoke the word to Moses. Why the children of Israel wondered in the wilderness. And now I am 85 years old. Verse 11. Look, let's read together. And yet am I as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now. For what? But to go out and to come in. If we say people should raise their hands up and pray now, 3 minutes. that what God wants for us is strength. To strength. And Caleb was a testimony of that. Deuteronomy 34, verse 7. Deuteronomy 34. Let's look at Moses. Strength to strength. Strength to strength. I love this about Moses. In fact, when I was with Moses, I went back to check Abraham. Went to check Isaac. Went to check Jacob. And I discovered that nobody had the testimony of Moses. All of them, their eyes grew dim. In fact, Jacob could not see again. His eyes were dim. But for Moses, and Moses was 100, let's read together. And Moses was 100. Did you notice, that when Moses was about to die, God called him to climb a mountain to go and meet him? Do you notice that? How old are you, bros? Even to climb staircase now, even this small one, to climb the Nawala. I am what God says I am. I am a winner. And you can't climb staircase. 120 years. In our lineage of faith, 120 years, we are just starting life. Strength. Hello, are we here? But already at 25, you have made yourself young, very old. When you are 30, some people, when they are 30 and they get married, they stop attending youth fellowship. They are now old people. So by 39, they look very old and haggard. Because they are no longer with the youth. And the old people, they are working. Okay. I am sorry. Strength to strength. Can I hear you say strength to strength? Look at Moses. Let's just go there. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes was not dim, nor his natural force abated. So you have something to run towards, something to look towards. That at 70, you are just beginning life. Hello, are we here, sir? Strength to strength. So the plan of God for us is strength to strength. What's the first one? Faith to faith. Can I faith to faith? Glory to glory. Third one, strength to strength. Second Samuel 3:1. Fourth one, God's plan. Second Samuel 3:1. God's plan for our progress. Second Samuel 3:1. Now there was a long war between the house of Saul and the house of David. Let's go. But David was what? Stronger and stronger, and the house of Saul was weaker and weaker. So agenda of God for us, faith to faith, glory to glory, strength to strength, stronger, and I can't hear you. Agenda of God for you, what is it? Faith to faith, glory to glory, strength to strength, and what? I can't hear you. Let's go. Faith to faith, glory to glory, strength to strength, stronger. So you should be able to wake up at any time. You should be able to walk anytime. And you are saying the agenda of God, of progress, the supernatural agenda of supernatural progress for me is faith to faith, glory to glory, strength to strength, stronger and stronger in the name of Jesus. Proverbs 4:18. But the path of the righteous, let's read together, for the path of righteous is like a shining light, is like the light of the dawn, which was what? Which shines brighter and brighter. That's the fifth agenda of God. Fifth agenda of progress for you. Let's start from the beginning. What is it? Faith. Faith to faith. Glory. I can hear glory to glory. Strength to strength. Stronger and stronger. Brighter and... Are you here? Let's look at the sixth one. Second Samuel 5:10. Agenda of God for our progress. Agenda of God for our progress. Agenda of God for our progress. And let's read together. One to go. And David became greater. I didn't hear you. And David became greater and greater. For the Lord, the God of hosts, was with. And who became greater and greater? And who became greater and greater? What is the name of the one that became greater? And Abiodu became greater and greater. For the Lord, the God of hosts, was with him. Let's look at the last part of it. But let's start from the beginning. Let's go faith to faith. Glory to glory. Strength to strength. stronger and stronger, brighter and brighter, greater. Let's go from one. Let's go faith to faith to faith. Glory to glory. Strength to strength. Stronger and stronger. Greater and greater. We jump brighter and brighter. We have lift your right hand up. Say, I walk in God's agenda. For me, in 2022, God's agenda of supernatural progress, I walk in them. I walk in faith, faith to faith, faith to faith. In the name of Jesus, glory to glory, strength to strength. I am stronger and stronger. I become brighter and brighter. Greater and greater, 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 greater and greater. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen to me, please, listen attentively. Everything responds to the word of God. Everything responds to the word of God. So when things are not working, it's not the time to cry. It's the time to tell the things not working the agenda of God. And what is the agenda? Let's go. What's the agenda of God? Faith to faith. Glory to glory. Strength to strength. Stronger and stronger. Brighter and brighter. Greater and... Do you know that most of the time when God said those things, it was not looking like that. The experiences were opposite to it. But he was speaking what he wanted to happen. When they got to the Red Sea and they couldn't move forward, mountains left and right, the Egyptian at the back, he told them, move forward. God does not look at the situation to talk. So you don't look at the situation or the realities on ground. The realities of earth are not the realities of heaven. We are not of the earth, we are of Zion. The reality of Zion is different from the reality of this earth. When things were not working, Jesus, God said, let there be light, and light came out of darkness. So whatever is the cause of what we say, faith to faith, glory to glory, strength to strength, stronger and stronger, brighter and brighter, greater. You don't need to know it in the same way. We can all model it together. Let's do our way. Let's go. Let's go. Greater and greater, brighter and brighter, stronger and stronger, strength to strength, stronger and stronger, forever and ever, faith to faith, and better and better, worthier and worthier, higher and higher, first and first, first and first, first and first, higher and higher. That is the agenda of God for our life. Therefore, we come by grace. Whatever is contrary to this supernatural progress agenda, let them bow before this agenda. Let them bow, 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 let them bow and become as nothing. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Genesis 26, 12 to 14. I just want us to look at it briefly and we move on. I dwelt on this in the second service, so I will not, I'll just read it and we move on. Genesis 26, verse 12. An epitome of supernatural progress is a man called Isaac. We can look at Joseph and how he progressed. Joseph's progress is wonderful. That is how life is. Things were working. I told them in the second service, there is nobody whose house from here is a straight line. Even the people staying here, they can't jump this fence. They will go like this, move to the wall, move like this, and go home. Life is not a straight line. Anyone that wants to have a shortcut in climbing the palm tree, his back will be broken. There's no shortcut. There's no straight line in on the earth. You look at Jacob. He progressed. But he called him like this. His salary was reduced 10 times in 14 years or so. Or 10 times in 20 years. But he still progressed. So, it is not the circumstances that you are in. It is the word of God that you hear. Are we here? And what is the word of God? Faith to faith, grace to grace, glory to glory, goodness to goodness, brighter and brighter, higher and higher, worthier and worthier, higher first and first, up and up, upward and forward. Know those words and speak those words when things look as if they are not working, so that those words will bring those things in alignment with the word of God. Do you understand? That is why we train children in the way they should go. If you have a child and you leave the child will misbehave, do anything from age 3 months. You know, from 3 months, they start biting your breast sometimes. If you don't put them in order, they will continue doing that. Do you understand? Life also is like that. You are the one that will bring life in alignment to what you walk. If you live life to walk anyhow, it will work against you. So when life is not working or is working against you, you speak to life and tell us my agenda, the agenda of God for my supernatural progress is what? Faith to faith, grace to grace. And you speak all those words to him. Let's look at Isaac, an epitome of supernatural progress. And Isaac sowed in the land. Give me King James 12 to 14. And Isaac sowed in that land and received 3 years after. He received in the same year an hundredfold. And the Lord, whatever is called a blessing that is missing in your life, in this service, let the Lord release them into your life. In the name of Jesus. Now, verse 13, breathe in, breathe out. Let's go. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became. This is the description of faith to faith, grace to grace. What is this? Strength to strength, glory to glory. This is the description on it, of it in the life of a single person. Read it again with me. Let's go. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. Let's look at 14 and go back to 13. And he had possession of flock and possession of herds and great store of servants. And where I'm interested in, and the Philistines. Pastor, I don't know why everybody is against me. Do you want to be against everybody, or you want everybody to be against you because of the blessing of God? I don't know. Everywhere I go, they are just doing all this thing. As if it's only me. Yes, now. You don't want to be blessed. He was blessed until they envied him. And they started calling him cocaine pusher. He's Yahoo Yahoo, he's ritualist. Who can make that kind of money in a short while? When people don't understand, they complain. And a lot bad thing to people. Such people never move up anywhere in life. You saw a lady driving the good car. Ashebu, who knows where he got the car from? Ashebu, go and ask the person question. Let them show you the way. Who told you a lady does not do well? Is a lady. Now Ashebu, now only man fi buy am. Who told you every lady na man they buy am car? And now women they talk that thing pass. Because he doesn't know this. Instead of asking the lady, how did you do it? Let them show you the way. When men don't know the secret, they allocate and allot bad things to you. They don't bother. Face front and move from glory to glory. Move from strength to strength. Become stronger and stronger. Remember, there was a battle between the house of David and the house of Saul. The house of Saul became what? Weaker and weaker. And the house of David became what? Stronger and stronger. And the Philistines envied him. Go back to verse 13 and give me another translation as I move forward. Let's take two or three more translations. NLT. Let's read together. He became very rich and his wealth continued to grow. Another two more translations. And the man became great and gained more and more until he became very wealthy and distinguished. So, in fact, some people, we should be calling you distinguished, honorable. The people we call honorable in Nigeria are not honorable. Why are you saying that all? I know they do. Message. Let's take message, the last one. And the man got richer and richer by the day until he was very, look at it, richer and richer by the day. My mom's advice to me when I started business, I will never forget. My mom's advice to me for my first business, I will never forget. After the business I started, he came from Ghana one day and called me to the room. Bless the business, pray for me. And when I was about leaving, he called me and I said, sit down. He said, business grows little here, little there, gradually. Don't be in a hurry to make money. That was my mom's advice to me. Business grows little by little, a little here, a little there, gradually. Don't be in a hurry to make money, or else you will lose everything. And today, it is history. This generation wants to make it like yesterday. You just graduated how many years ago? 2 years ago. I graduated 25 years ago. You saw the car I'm riding. You went to check it. You put your hand and say, I receive it. I receive it. I will put something that will shock you on the car. My father, the grace upon Pastor Abi already became, I receive it. You know what produces a grace? The sovereign, the problems, the difficulties, the celebration, the hard work brought about the grace. You don't know the hard work, you don't know anything that covered it, but you want the grace. Receive the grace. A young man went to meet the Archbishop Idahosa and said, Papa, I want my ministry to move like your own ministry. He said, kneel down. The man kneel down. He said, Father, give him affliction. Father, give him persecution. Father, let people arise against it. Papa, you are causing me. He said, no. It is what produced me. If you want me, persecution, false accusation. There is no shortcut to greatness. Hello, are we here? There is supernatural progress in God. I ask that the Lord will give you supernatural progress in the name of Jesus. So, Isaac is a picture of it. Now, let's move forward. How then does the word, the Lord, want to make supernatural progress available for us? Number one, by prophetic help. Ezra 5:1-2. And that's what we are here to do. To make prophetic help available for you for your progress. Ezra 5:1-2. Then the prophet Haggai. Put it on the screen, please. The prophet Haggai. Then the prophet Haggai and Zechariah the son of Iddo prophesied unto the Jews that were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel, even unto them. Then rose up. So they prophesied to the people, and the people arose. You see, the challenge we have as a church is that we prophesy and people don't arise to walk. People keep coming for more prophecy. They keep coming for more declaration. They keep bringing anointing oil. They keep doing all those things. But they don't arise to walk. After they prophesy, Haggai and Zechariah prophesy, Zerubbabel and Joshua arose. Division of labor. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, the son of Zadok, then arose them and began to build the house of God, which is at what? At Jerusalem. Now, let's read the last part together. With them were the prophet of God doing what? Helping them. There is nothing that fills my heart than when people are doing well or not doing well and they ask for a prayer to move forward. Why? There is prophetic help for progress. Listen to me. Even in Africa, when I was in the bank, I didn't have this understanding. When I got to receive where I work now, I had that understanding. When you want to do promotion exam, go and check. People travel. They tell you they have taken time to go and read. Many have gone for help. You don't know. They want to interview 3 people. You want to go for final interview. People travel. They go for a kind of help. But there are people in church. They just say, let's not disturb that man. Let's not disturb pastor. They are not disturbing pastor. They are not disturbing any of the prayer warriors. They are not disturbing any of the ministers. They are not disturbing their house fellowship. They have no prayer partner they are praying with. And then they come back. I tried 15 times. Nothing happened. The supernatural help that God has made available for your progress, did you tap into it? Listen to me. I'm not saying you need to come to me to pray for you before something happens. I'm saying when you are in church and you are praying, something happens. Because what we are doing now is making prophetic help available for you. So you might not qualify for it. Your name might not be written for it. But at the end of it becomes yours. Do you understand that? And many people don't understand it. The Oba of my hometown died. And now they want to choose another Oba. And the person choosing is a pastor. And everybody have arisen against him. When they were applying, 23 people applied. He didn't want to apply when God asked him to apply. He was number 21. His family himself rejected him and said, they screwed him out. And the kingmaker sat down and said, he's the one that we want as king. And all of them are against him. It doesn't matter. When you are the one that God wants, he makes prophetic help available for you. Do you understand what I'm saying? So even if circumstance and everybody is against you, today, we make prophetic help available for you for supernatural progress. Stretch your hand here. But the one that created the heaven and the sea, the heaven and the earth, the one that opened the Red Sea, opened the Jordan, he opened the Red Sea for Israel. He opened Jordan for Israel. He opened Jordan for Elijah and Elisha. He opened Jordan again for Elijah. Let the Lord arise and open new doors for you. Let the Lord arise and part the waters for you. Let the Lord arise and take away the opposition. Let the Lord arise and make a way for you. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. So the Lord brings about supernatural progress by making prophetic help available for you. And listen to me. That word can come at any time. So you must always be attentive to the word. That word, there are different words and different instructions for different people. You don't know when your word is coming. Don't slip away. So God will make prophetic help available. Stretch your hand and we pray for the prophetic grace. Whatever has stopped working, whatever the enemies have risen against, let the Lord begin to make them work. Let the Lord confound the enemy. Let the Lord give you progress. Let the Lord give you progress. Supernatural progress. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. How does the Lord make supernatural progress available? Number one, prophetic help. Number two, he makes everything to progress in your hands supernaturally. You know, you just discover that everything is working. But you will not be able to really quantify everything you did to make it work. When God wants to bring supernatural progress, he makes small things, big things, everything in your hands to work for you. Second Chronicles. Or let's just check Ezra. Since you're in Ezra 5, jump to Ezra 5:8. Jump to Ezra 5:8. Let's look at the one on Ezra 5:8. Look at this. Be it known unto the king that we went into the province of Judea to the house of the great God, which is builded with great stones, and timber is laid in the walls. Let's read the next part of that. Let's go. And this work goeth fast on and prospers in the hand. Give me another translation. This work is continuing and is prospering in their hands. Let's read the last part again. The work is going on with great energy and in good time. Another translation quickly. Let's take one or two more. The work, that's it. That last one looks very fine. Go back. The work is going with great energy and in good time. Next one. The work goes on diligently and prosper in his hand. Do you remember that God said, I will bless the works of your hand? So when God wants to make supernatural progress available for us, what does he mean? He makes the work to prosper in our hand. Stretch for your hands and let's pray. Everything this hand does, may it prosper. Your hands shall not be weak. In the name of Jesus. Sit down. Listen to me. Listen to me. Please. I beg you in the name of God. Don't join what brought poverty upon us in Africa. One of the things that make us poor is that we distinguish between work and job. We have classified some job for people below, some job for people middle, some job for people at the top. That is one of the causes of poverty. Did you note that many Nigerians, that the work they say they cannot do in Nigeria, when they go abroad, they do worse than the one they say they cannot do here. Because where they went to, there is dignity of labor. Listen, don't let anybody look down on the work you are doing. Some of you, we ask you, what are you doing? He said, for now, which for now? For now, is that enough fitting you? Then you look down on your work. Stop looking down on what you are doing. For now, I am a Baba. Look at everybody that traveled abroad. Did you know that in Nigeria, they are doing skin? When they go abroad, it is afro. Because they can't afford the baba. I went to UK, and I make a mistake of not barbing before going. And I now said I wanted to barb. And they told me £20. Me, Abiodun, £20. So I left my hair, so my this thing came out like this. Where a medical doctor goes for holiday, a barber goes for holiday at the same place. Why? Dignity of labor. Don't allow anybody to look down at what you do. Please, do you understand that? Say it with pride. You are not boring. You are not begging from anybody. For now, but I'm now in the open university. What kind of thing is that? Stretch forth your hand. Let's pray for you. Everything your hand is everything your hand findeth to do with your strength. For the grave where you are going, there's no work. I pray for you. Everything your hands are doing, let the blessing of the Lord come upon them. Let the blessing of the Lord come upon your hands. Let the blessing of the Lord come upon your hands. Let your hand prosper. Let your hand prosper. Let the Lord give you progress by the prospering of the works of your hand. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands to him and say, oh Lord, my hands shall not be weak. My hands shall not be leprous. Say, I receive strength. I receive blessing. Upon my hands, I receive strength. And I receive blessing. Upon my hand, I receive strength. And I receive blessing. Upon my hands, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Number three, where the Lord wants to give supernatural progress to the work of your hand, is that the Lord wants to give you a leap. There's a way the Bible describes it. He said, he makes my feet like my hind feet and causes me to walk upon the high places. If you have seen a gazelle, a deer jumping, I love watching it. The way it jumps, a deer as small as it is here, it can jump from here up. Ta, 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 ta. He wants to make your feet like that. Sudden promotion, sudden elevation, sudden lifting. Before they know you have jumped up, you are up there. That is what he wants to do. And the instrumentality of that is making your feet like the hind feet. Psalm 18:33. May your feet receive strength. In the name of Jesus. You know I hope I'm right. Dog is in the house. The greatest number of your bones are in your feet because they are the one that carry you. When your legs become very weak, your body becomes very weak. That's why you must keep moving, keep walking, so that your hair legs become stronger and stronger. Do you know that if you don't walk for 3 months and you're on the bed, you need therapy and what do you call it? Rehabilitation to teach you how to walk again, because your muscles will have almost moved to nothing. That's why he strengthens your feet and make your feet, gives you stability. Psalm 18:33. He maketh my feet like the hind feet and setteth me upon my high places. So he gives you strength for you to move to the high places that you desire. Is there a place that you want to walk? When I graduated from school, I was praying one day and I wrote 7 places I want to work. 3 oil exploratory firms, 3 oil servicing firms, 1 bank. After all, I was an engineer and I served in Port Harcourt, and I think I knew how much they were earning. So 3 oil companies, 3 oil servicing company, 1 bank. I prayed and the Lord said, okay, it is settled. So I had an interview with Chevron. I did final interview. I was very, very sure I was going to work in Chevron. Final interview. As I was waiting for employment letter. They did match up with Tezaco and place embargo on employment. That was the last thing I heard from them. before they said, be chief of our call. And then I only applied for one bank. And it was that bank I wrote. And that was where I started work. What am I saying? I'm saying you can come to the Lord with your heart desire and He can make them work and available for you. He can make them available for you. Then you know what? At the beginning, He might not make them available for you at the beginning. 15 years time, He might make them available. Or He might decide to make it available for you at the beginning. He might decide to make it available for you in the middle. He might decide to make it available for you at the end. Listen, when you ask God of things, don't command and determine what when He should do it. You are too small for that. Even small me, if you ask me for money, you can't command me and tell me, Pastor, make sure the money reaches me before 6 p.m. Make sure, Pastor, make sure. If you don't give me before 6 p.m., I will not call you my pastor again. Is that not what we do to God? Some of you are opening my mouth. Is that what we do to God? So if you don't call me pastor again, does it stop anything from me? It does not. So let's come back home. He makes our feet like the hand feet. Lift your hands up and say, Lord, give me a leap for supernatural progress. Give me a leap that men will know that I progress supernaturally. Give me a leap that everyone will know that you are with me. Give me a leap. Give me a leap. Give me a leap. Give me a leap. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Habakkuk 3:19. Let's start from 18. Is he 18? Though the fig tree might not bud. 17. You see, scriptures, most of them are meant for when things are not working well. They are not meant always for when things are working. No. They are meant for when things are working and meant for when things are not working. That's the right way to say it. And the man came and said, look at it. Let's read together. Though the fig tree should not blossom. That means, though they might not pay me my salary for 6 months. Are we here? Uh-huh. Let's go. Next one. No fruit be on the vine. Though my business might not be yielding any profit. Uh-huh. The produce of the oil might fail. Though everything I was selling entered expiring date. And I don't know what to do. Let's go. And the field yield no food. Though the bag of garri and rice has gone down. I don't know where to get money for the next one. Let's continue. The flock be cut off from the fold. Though my business might fail. And there be no head in the store, though I could have lost everything. Look at it. Ah, some people that write scripture, they look like crazy people. Yes, what will I do? Yes, what will I do? Yes, what will I do? So the proposal might not come, though my heart might be broken. Yet, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God. Do you know it's by joy that we draw from the wells of salvation? When there is no joy, you can't draw. You can't draw for something. It's by joy that we draw. So when things are not working, don't lose your joy. It's joy that brings about the next miracle. Verse 18, 19. Now let's read 19. He said, God, the Lord, is my strength. He makes my feet like the deer's. Remember what I told you about the deer feet? He makes me to tread on the high places. I pray for anyone going through any unpalatable thing. May the Lord arise and give you a leap. Let the Lord arise and give you a leap. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Let me take the last thing. 1 Timothy 4:15. The Lord wants to make a supernatural progress available for you. That will be visible to all. That will be visible to all. Yoruba people say, if your yam produce well, you cover it. Then at the end, we're no big for that. Me, I don't want the kind of blessing where we say, I'll be able to cover. I just cover. And that's more. You know that kind of giving where we they give for village. Where you will squeeze your hand like this, put the thing for the offering basket. I don't want that kind of thing. I don't want the one in which I can put the money envelope. I don't want it. I want the one I can write a check or transfer to the account. You keep doing, squeezing your hand. Any offering that you must squeeze in your hand to give, you are too small. Okay. And the person that raises the thing, well, pastor, this offering basket, they are transparent. Now, because you don't get money. It's better we change it so that people will not know what we are giving. Your mates are already transferring big, big money. You are still squeezing your hand. 20 naira, 30 naira. Are you in children department? And even in children department, who are the ones that gives it to them? Parents. So you mean you see have 10 naira and 20 naira at home? 10 naira and 20 naira at home? No, the Lord is making your feet like the hand feet and is promoting you. He's lifting you up in the name of Jesus. So the last thing for today, the Lord wants to make your progress visible to all. If you become the president of this nation, everybody knows you. You can't hide it. President of Nigeria, I don't, please, they have made me the president. Don't tell anybody. Don't let anybody know. I'm the president now. Don't make anybody know. The blessing that will make people envy you, everybody will know. And you will give you the grace for no one to be able to harm you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Hello, do you understand what I'm saying? That is the kind of progress I want for our church members. Not the one that we want to buy bus, who will raise money for 6 months. Whereas people will come and give one money. The money will raise 1 year. You go to a church, somebody on Sunday, he comes, he drops that same amount. But you know, we know where we started from. And the Lord is taking on us a journey. And he has brought us very, very far. And we are almost there. Look at it. Let's reach together. Practice these things. Immerse yourself in them. So that all may see your progress. Tell somebody, soon all will see your progress. Tell somebody, say, hear the word of the Lord. Soon all will see your progress. Can I pray for you? Supernaturally, let the Lord make your progress visible to all. And the enemy can do nothing about it. In the name of Jesus, the enemy can do nothing about it. Let the Lord make your progress visible to all. In the name of Jesus. Let's pray together. Psalm 118. Psalm 118. Let's pray with that quickly. Psalm 118. Psalm 118. 10 to 13. Psalm 118. 10 to 13. Please forgive me. I just need to do this. Can we? In New King James. Give me a New King James. Psalm 118. 10 to 13. Can we stand up as a church and take it together as we close, as I leave here? Lift your right hand up. We take from 10 to 13. Let's go. All nations surround me, but in the name of the Lord, I will say, we pray. I pray for you. Any power surrounding you, preventing your progress, let them be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands up and say, all nations surround me, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. Go to the next verse. Let's go. They surround me. Yes, they surround me, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. They surround me like bees. They were quenched like fire of the thorns. For in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. Verse 13, they push me violently that I may fall. But the Lord, help me. Let the Lord help you and give you supernatural progress. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Psalm 27, verse 3. Whatever is surrounding you, preventing your progress, they are swallowed by the fire of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Lift your two hands, let's pray this together. Let's go. Though an enemy, an army, may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. For the Lord is giving me supernatural progress. Can we pray? The Lord is giving me supernatural progress. Though an enemy may encamp against me, I shall not be afraid. I shall be confident that the Lord is with me and is giving supernatural progress. In the name of Jesus, we release help for you. Help, 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 help. release the help of God for supernatural progress for you. In the name of Jesus, may you make progress. May you move forward. In the name of Jesus, you cannot be stopped. You are moving higher. In the name of Jesus, you cannot be stopped. You are moving higher. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let's pray one of my favorite prayers. I just remember them here. Say, Lord, wherever I'm crawling, I begin to walk. Wherever I'm walking, I begin to run. Wherever I'm running, I begin to fly. Wherever I'm flying, I begin to soar. Oh, Lord, arise. Let me have divine progress. In the name, can I hear? Wherever I'm crawling, I begin to walk. Wherever I'm walking, I begin to run. Wherever I'm running, I begin to fly. Wherever I'm flying, I begin to soar. I receive supernatural progress. Can I hear you? I receive supernatural progress. Wherever I'm crawling, I begin to walk. Wherever I'm walking, I begin to run. Wherever I'm running, I begin to fly. Wherever I'm flying, I begin to soar. I receive supernatural progress. Supernatural progress. Supernatural progress. Supernatural progress. Wherever I am crawling, I begin to walk. Wherever I'm walking, I begin to run. Wherever I'm running, I begin to fly. Oh Lord, arise. Give me supernatural progress. In the name of Jesus. Every yoke afflicted your parents, afflicting you, slowing you down, they are destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus, you are making visible supernatural progress. Lift your two hands, lift your hands to me. Every hand lifted here. Supernatural visible progress. Supernatural visible progress. Supernatural visible progress. Supernatural visible progress. You are running through the truth. You are standing over the wall. You are running through the truth. You are standing over the wall. You are running through the truth. You are standing over the wall. In the name of Jesus, the Lord give you assisted progress, accelerated progress, rapid progress, continuous progress, never ending progress. In the name of Jesus, the zeal of the Lord shall accomplish this. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Buskap, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.